Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice,
where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
If you've got a question, but you're scared to ask, just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
All right, everybody, welcome to Black and White Advice. My name's Turner Sparks.
The real deal, feel the thrill, baby, all the way live from the Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. We are at Joe the Muscle, the Russell. What do we call him? Joe the Muscle Russell. Joe the Muscle Russell on the ones and twos. Folks, this is the last episode of 2024, and I thought we would give you a greatest hits episode.
Which is just so fucking Turner. I'm like, and he, when he said, I was like, we've done 10 episodes. He was like, it'll be the best of the 10.
The greatest hits. We're going out on top. What if this is our final episode? We're like, we did it.
Imagine. I was like, all right, guys, you've been great.
Hey, Kurt Cobain only put out like 3 albums and then he retired.
In a different way.
I don't know if retired is the word.
Yeah, but I was going to say, retired is a wild way to put that. Did he retire, buddy? Or was he retired?
He was retired. He's the greatest of all time. So,
bro,
anyway, you know,
tell me.
I think 10's enough, but we did have a meeting. We're going to keep going. We're not going to leave it at 10.
Let's go. 2025, big things.
2025 is going to be huge, folks. I'm calling it a greatest hits episode. What we're going to give you today is the best questions that you've sent in to us, the best answer we've given you out of the first 10 episodes. We've been doing this 3 months. I mean, it's literally been 10 episodes. What's that? Yeah. 2.5 months.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if that. All right.
But it's taken off. Our Instagram, yeah. Go follow us on Instagram at Black and White Advice.
Get into the arguments, man. They go crazy in the comments. Get into it, you know?
Everyone is calling everyone else, not only calling them a racist, but then in the act of calling someone from another race a racist, they're also calling them racist terms of whatever race they are.
Oh, it's getting real touchy. But you know what? It's good. This is the dialogue that we needed. These next 4 years, people are going to be out their mind saying whatever the fuck they want because they president say what the fuck you want.
So many people that are in interracial relationships have been telling me how great this show is. I think it's the people who don't typically regularly interact with other races that are are pulling back a little bit. But everyone who does is like, this is amazing. This is what my husband and I talk about at home. All this stuff.
The hard stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta address the issues.
And apparently the Italians are now on board.
The amount of people that DM me like, you gonna let these white people play in your fucking face, talk about they not white? I said, hey. I said, I'm with you, buddy. I totally think Italians are white. But hey, I'm not gonna get into it.
By the way, can I tell you the amount of white people who've DM'd me and been like, well, turns out nobody wants to be white anymore.
well.
It was all fine and dandy for 200 years. And now
everybody's done their 23andMe. They're like, I'm actually Egyptian.
That it's become slightly less popular to be a white person, everyone's like, no, I'm out. That never included me. I'm not one of those. So
anyway,
it was a great episode. We loved having Tara Conestrosi on. We will have her back. I mean, she lit a fire under all of our social media.
Oh, so, it's so cool.
Anyway. Tara's fantastic. Everybody, also, our Patreon is now launched. We launched it 2 weeks ago, and we currently have 2 subscribers. So we're going to do this. 2. Tug. And by the way, here's the deal. We have a $5 a month option, and then that gets you this episode, every single episode, 3 or 4 days early. You get early episodes. You also, at the end of each episode, you get bonus content that's Patreon only. We're telling stories about our lives, actually what's going on in the lives of me and Phil's stand-up comedians in New York City and on the road. And then we're doing a bonus question every week. That's for $5 a month. For $20 a month, these are the 2 options. That's the Big Baller Brand. That you get.
The Big Baller Brand.
That's, what's his name?
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball. That's the LeVar Ball
Big
option.
Big Baller Brand. Don't, you know, we're not, because the Big Baller Brand, if you know anything about that, people were ordering shoes from Big Baller Brand and never got the shoes a year later. We are not Big Baller Brand. Listen, we're Nike, motherfucker.
Sometimes you forget to make the shoes. It's not his fault. You take the money and then you go,
such
whoops.
A terrible business plan.
We're Nike. Anyway, We're Nike. Point is, $20 a month, you get your priority, your questions read on the air whenever you want them read on the air. And you get to name the fan base. And right now, starting today, Tug is our number one subscriber. He's our first subscriber, Tug out
the
in Utah.
Tugboat.
So they're called the Tugboats. Our Patreon subscribers are called the Tugboats. But with the next person who throws in for $20 a month, you get to name them whatever you want. And I'm going to say literally whatever you want. I'll read whatever.
I don't write a check that your ass can't cash. That's what I was trying
is
to get
Is that a
out.
Bad thing to do?
Somebody's going to write some wild shit for you to say. And I'm like, say it, Turner.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I will not say it, racial slurs. No racial slurs. No
like,
racial
please,
slurs.
Say it. We'd all love to see this, wouldn't we?
No racial slurs, but anything else.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's the only line I draw. I'm not going to, yeah. I won't.
Yeah, you're about to set yourself up for a tough week.
Or I could just have you read it.
Yeah, and that way. Even there's a couple of them I don't know if I would touch, but yeah.
Yeah. No racial slurs. Anything else you want, no racial slurs. It could be your own name. It could be literally anything. It could be someone you don't like. I don't care. And we're doing this right now. We're currently at $21 per month on Patreon. When we get to $250 per month, which is not far off, that only takes 10 more people at $20 a month. $250 a month. That is the first goal we are setting. When we get to that level, Phil, I am taking you to your first hardcore punk concert of your life. We're going
to
New York City.
Do I have to dress up?
We're getting you dressed up, punk. We're getting you spikes. We're going to get you an old school punk shirt. Not the Ramone. Not anything you can buy at the Gap. You know what
You're
I'm saying?
You're
going to
give me like a
Ramones.
Slipknot t-shirt or some
no,
shit.
No, I'm going to get you a real one. We'll go Dead Milkman. We'll go Dead Kennedys. We'll
Dead
go
Milkman.
Somebody who's dead.
It'll Are be- you like it? And you're, do you go in the mosh pits and shit?
Of course I go in the mosh. I was
no,
born in the mosh pits.
No.
I've been going in
There's
mosh pits.
No, you haven't.
Since I was 14 years old.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah, I played in punk bands all growing up. I had punk albums
oh,
out.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm
going to take
telling
you,
you.
That's
Y'all,
my scene.
If me and I can't, that's like, I'm stressed out thinking about it.
And we're going to get Joe rock? Russell to film it, and we're going to release it as a short film only to our Patreon subscribers.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to see Phil the Thrill Duckett in a mosh pit, in a hardcore punk
I'm gonna get locked. I'm gonna get locked up because if I get hit with a chair, I'm swinging. I swear to God, I'm knocking somebody out.
Swinging with a chair? No. No one hits anyone with chairs.
I'm picturing not... WWE cage match. That's what I'm picturing. I'm like,
it's not wrestling.
I'm gonna go crazy if that happens to me. All right, cool.
And by the way, New York City is the birth of a hardcore punk rock scene. It literally, you probably performed at, you ever performed at a place called Niagara? They do bar shows sometimes.
Yeah.
So Niagara is literally the stage. There's a plaque on the wall behind you when you perform. It's the stage where the hardcore punk scene in the world started. NYC hardcore.
Such a small room. How do they have room to like kill each other? How do you mosh in
there? It only stood like 15 people, but that's where, Beastie Boys started out as a hardcore punk band. That's where they started.
Really?
Yeah.
The Beastie Boys, the rapper for hardcore.
Yeah, they play music. They play guitar, drums, and bass, and everything. So
Gorilla Biscuit sounds racist as hell.
That's the name of the band.
I know, but I'm like, that's a wild name. Got the Gorilla Biscuits.
I never even thought about it.
For your boy. For your boy. All right.
We're not going to see Gorilla Biscuits. Don't worry.
You know black people look for any reason sexy chin's raising. Hey, that's the racist shit. Gorilla Biscuits, bitch.
So we're going, and how about this? If you're a Patreon subscriber and you live in New York City, we'll tell you when it is. You can come with us. What do we care? That's that. We're rocking and rolling. We're moving and shaking. It's on, everybody. And now, should we get to Phil? Should we just give him the greatest hits?
Give him the greatest hits.
All right, greatest hits right here. And everybody, Patreon subscribers, stick around till the end. Phil's going to be telling some stories and we're going to answer some more questions.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Enjoy it.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back. Black and White Advice question number one.
This is my favorite part.
This is by far the best part.
This is my favorite part.
This is the whole show.
Yes, ma'am.
Ready? We're going to kick it off. Stacy in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Stacy.
How's it going, Stacy? She says, I'm a big and beautiful white woman who gets no attention from the guys at my predominantly white university.
Hate to see it.
It's too bad. Every time I go downtown, though, I get a lot of attention from the African-American gentlemen. What should I do? I feel like this is a question for Phil.
Well, we like our vanilla milkshakes thick, baby. Let me tell you something. You need to go where you appreciate it at, my snow bunny. Because here's the thing. You see it everywhere. You see it in every Walmart in America. All right. It's always a real, real big, big leg white gal with old skinny big dick brother. That's just how that thing go. You know why? Because we like the, I don't know why it is, and it probably goes back to slavery, for being honest. I don't know, because it's like the forbidden fruit to some men. My girl is white, but it's not because she is white. It's just met a girl who I actually like. But I have cousins who that's all they go for.
Only white women.
Only white. And they're like, it's like a trophy to them. Like, it's like a thing of pride. And they're just like, feel. I remember my cousin was like, dog, you got to see this new little snow bunny I got. And she walked in, she was 6'3", 260 pounds. I was like, brother, that's a Yeti.
That's a woolly mammoth.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's a chupacabra, motherfucker. But so that's what I'm saying. I don't care how, there's a man out there for you. Every time I see a big white woman who thinks she's ugly, there is always a black man in prison going crazy about her. So you got to play to your audience, baby.
A lot of times they'll marry. You know, like, guys in prison can get married?
Yeah, dude. Yes.
The Menendez brothers were in prison down the street from my house where I grew up.
Women go crazy.
They were getting married, and then they were divorcing the women, and they're in for life.
Bro, but think about it.
The
just think about
who
it.
Ran the pet supply store down the street was like, every time you go in, she's like, I'm going to tell my husband about you. I'm like, it was Lyle Menendez.
Oh, see, yeah. And we're like, oh, I'm so scared.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's crazy. I don't know why. But think about it. Because even back then, think about how many women listen to True Crime podcasts now. Women, like, love that shit. Like, they actually get turned on by it. Yeah. But the moment you fucking stalk them and follow them home, now they're freaked the fuck out. What? I don't understand. I thought you liked this shit. I've never, you know what I mean? I hate that. I'm like, you do understand these are real stories about real serial killers who terrorize real women. And here you are, like, I can't get enough.
Yeah,
it's
they're
like,
into
it's
it.
It's weird. It's strange.
Is the idea that they want to be, like, they want to be attacked?
No, they don't. No, I don't think I want to say that. I don't know. And I think in a sick way, some of these women, they're like, can you imagine that somebody loves them that much?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's
you what know what I mean? I think that's what it is. Like, the lengths he went through to prove his love, you're like, he's sick. But, you know what I mean? That's what it has to be, some type of mental disorder.
Yeah. That's what I think. But then, like, every woman has it. I don't think it can be a mental disorder.
I think
disorder.
It's just a levels to it. Shit. I mean, not every woman takes it as far as
not every woman's
being attracted to Jeffrey Dahmer. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But, like, some are.
Well, okay, but then Stacy is just saying black guys are into it.
You got to party off campus more is what I'm the
I
answer
think
to your question.
Go. Yeah, you got to lean in.
And honestly, Stacy, look on your Google Maps, see if there are any HBCUs in your area, historical black colleges. Go hang out on the yard, baby. I give it 6 hours. You'll be paying somebody's car note. Don't worry about it.
Baltimore has one, I think.
Baltimore definitely has. They got Bowie State. They got Morgan State. They got
Morgan
Maryland
State.
Eastern Shore. You were in the right area to find black penis.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to do great.
You're a champion. Play like one.
Phil, how do black women feel about this, though? All these good black guys getting
taken
away.
Joe's sorry shit. Joe is so sorry. Listen.
Good black guys. He's talking about guys in prison.
No, but they're going to talk about them. But in general, like the interracial thing. Like, I catch a lot of heat for the interracial shit.
From who?
Black women. They're like, y'all just hate to be with sisters. And it's like, not really. I mean, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, let's
just
talk
like,
about this.
Okay.
Do you ever get, does black men ever give you?
Fuck no. Black men okay. never trip. It's always, black women always, like, there's some who don't, but even like my closest homegirls, they're like, you love white women, don't you? Like, it's still like a thing. Or black women, even at shows, I'm like, I have a white baby mom. They're like, another one bites the dust. You know what I mean?
What do they?
How I feel though. It's crazy. This when I see white men with fine ass black women like taking all our sisters.
Oh, do you?
I say it in my head. I don't say it out loud. But I'm like, look at this bullshit.
I don't think I've ever been protective of like a random white woman that I don't know.
Yeah, because y'all don't like them. But yeah, y'all don't even like the white women y'all like. So you're just
no,
like,
those people do. But I get the same.
You
thing.
Went Asian. This of course, is what you
I
don't care.
My wife's Chinese, and I do the only time I will have like white women. Not often, but sometimes. Definitely when I used to live in China, the white women out there did not like it when you dated a Chinese woman.
White women in China got mad you were dating Chinese?
Yes.
Go back home, Karen.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here.
What the fuck does that... Yeah, how was that even a thing?
And it was the same... It was like some type of like you're taking... it's just like, is the word racism? I don't know what the word is. I thought intercultural relationships were supposed to be good.
They
aren't
yeah.
they?
But
these
you know,
are like liberal white women who
see,
would get upset by
I don't know what their
this.
Problem is. Yeah, I don't know what.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I think for y'all, and I think they think it's a fetish. So that's why they
yeah, but that's it. Just a racist way of saying I don't like interracial dating.
Exactly. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But
I know.
Preaching
to the choir
yeah,
here. We're both on the same
I'm
team.
Like, yeah, I know. But because you know what? Black women, with the ones that always have something to say about me being with a white woman, they never say anything about Serena. And her, Williams and her husband, or any, or Eve and her, like any time a black yeah. woman's with a white man, they be like, "Get your money, sis." When I do it, I'm the scum of the earth. So it's like I don't know what you want.
I like
from
how
me.
Serena Williams yeah. needs somebody else's money,
right? But well, he has fine. Way more than her. He's a billionaire. Her,
oh, really?
Her husband? She married a billionaire.
I was wondering because I saw him and I'm like, that
yeah,
guy?
He's a billionaire.
He's just like a skinny nerd,
tech
right?
guy.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
He has way more money than she does. That's how you know.
That's when the guy has like is totally out of shape.
Yeah.
Whenever it's like a super in shape woman and just like a slob of a guy, yeah. it's like, oh, he's rich.
Like, oh, he just sees me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
All right. Okay. This is from James and from China. He's in America, but from China. I just moved to America. When I'm referring to someone like Phil, am I supposed to say black? African-American, or person of color? It's so confusing. Before I arrived, I was told to say African-American, but I don't hear many people use that term.
Yeah, that term's fizzled out, but you can always use African-American. Nobody's going to really be like offended. Person of color could probably get your teeth knocked out. I hate person of color.
You hate person? Why did a couple years ago it was decided you had to say POC?
White people decided that.
I knew that was white people.
Yeah, we were like, where the fuck?
I never used it.
Y'all were getting tricky with the wording because y'all couldn't call us colored people no more.
That's
so you said
I thought.
People of color. And that's why I don't like that shit.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm like, this is the way we're going backwards. But black is always, and some people get weird. I'm like, you know, black's not a bad word. It's a color. Like, we're black.
Sure.
African-American you can use, but it's fizzled out because we were African-American at one point. The ones that got off the boat and became slaves in America were African-American. It's been 10 generations since we've off the boat, maybe more than that.
Been in Africa.
I don't know a relative in my family who's even seen Africa. So we can't be African-American. You know what I mean? But I mean, I guess you can say that because, you know, I did my 23andMe and like, you know, I'm like 87% West African. By heritage, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Ethnicity. But yeah, if you dropped me off in Africa right now, it'd be the same as me going to Greece. I wouldn't know shit. I'd be like, oh, okay, lions and zebras.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be lost.
You're not like, oh, I'm home.
Yeah, I would not feel like that. Yeah. But now, you know, I'm sure I would assimilate pretty quick because I am a brother. But African black and American black are not the same. If you know anything about it, most Africans do not fuck with black Americans. They think we're lazy and shit like that. Like, it's like a weird, like, unspoken thing. A lot of Africans don't. Really, like pants
what
hanging off it, your ass.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Sagging, lazy. Yeah, you know, like, if you think about it, a lot of Nigerians and shit are the hardest workers you've ever met. Most of them just work their ass off. If they're not doctors, they're the best delivery man you've ever had. Like, but they have a work ethic about them.
A lot of doctors. Doctors are delivery men?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the scale. Like, the top of the all of them are hard workers, but depending on where they're from, they're either a doctor or they, you know, have some blue collar job, but whatever it is, they are like the hardest workers.
Yeah, but even the delivery man was a doctor back
home. Back in over there, and they just won't let him cut people open here, but he still does it in his apartment.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how it is. But no, I think person of color, for me, I don't like that. I'm just like, nah.
Okay, as an outsider, that never made sense to me.
Yeah.
When did it come about? Like 5 years ago?
Yeah. During the cancel culture shit and all that.
Yes, everybody 2018, got to, whatever,
2020, all that shit. Yeah. That's when all of a sudden we were people of color and everybody was on the spectrum and gay.
Everybody was... remember when every show was... you had to be on the spectrum to like be on TV?
Yeah.
I have a theory why. I think it's because as a writer, like The Good Doctor is on the spectrum. There's a show called... Spectrumville or something.
Love on the Spectrum.
Because it's an easy character to write. Don't you think? If you're writing a show, I swear to you, if you're writing a show, I don't think this is offensive. It might be. But if you're writing a show, someone who just speaks their mind, no matter if it's the contextually the right thing to do or not.
Oh, so you just say whatever. If somebody's he's autistic.
Like, yeah, he's autistic. It's like, yeah, it's an easy... If I'm sitting down to write a character, it's so easy to write a guy who's like, you're ugly, or like, I don't want to date you because you're poor.
Right.
Well, I can write that.
Yeah.
It's harder to write nuance.
That's true. I never even thought about it like that. I just thought we liked picking on them, so we just kind of try to hide it more. But like, no, we're inclusive.
That's probably true.
But we're all
too.
Watching them and laughing. Nobody's watching this shit. Like, I wish I was dating a slow person. Like, no.
Oh, the love on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Go on. What? That I have another theory that okay, so they don't like it's for some reason you're not allowed to have freak shows anymore, right? I think they still
actually they have one in Coney Island. I went a couple years ago, but the freak show is so ghetto. They're all just carnies that they bring in.
They had like a bearded lady and
but she was just a lady with stubble. I'm like, it's not really the same.
Wasn't even
I got
grown?
An aunt that looks like that. You know?
Bearded lady, I saw two of them in
Chelsea.
Oh yeah, you walk around.
So it's like, it's not really the same. You know what I mean? Like back
there's like
then,
five of them at the Comedy Cellar right now.
Too. That's like we have Google now too.
It's the only way to get past these days.
You got to have something.
You got
to
be
something.
A bearded lady.
Bearded lady. Something.
There's freak shows now though. It's called TLC's 1,000-Pound Life.
This is my point. So everyone's too good for freak shows all of a sudden. Yeah. I think we should still have freaks and freak shows. But society's decided we're not. But we just put them all on TV and we say we're proud of them.
Right. And we're all literally smoking. Like, look at this moron.
Yeah, no one's proud of the 1,000-pound ladies.
No, ever. Matter of fact, we're there to see the doctor and say, you're fat.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The doctor is the funniest one because I'm like, he's the meanest, funniest guy. He's the best one. But no, that show, those are the freak shows now. You know what I mean? What was it? Little Person, Big World, where there's just a gang of midgets. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, it's interesting, but people aren't watching it like, oh, I got to be in this game. It's like, we're watching it because we're like, do you see this shit?
It's fun to see midgets.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem because you can't even say that. Now people are like, no, I'm like, but you watch the shit every week, don't you? So you do like to see midgets.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not wrong for observing what you like doing.
Everyone, and people have always liked to see midgets. And
I have always been a big, you know, I've slept with two in my life.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't discriminate. So
yeah,
I've slept with two little people.
That's fun.
You know, they all got the donkey on them. They just always got that fat ass. Every single one of them got a fat ass. Yeah. And the first one that I got with, I was 18. And then 7 years later, when I was in grad school, I was in Ohio. I was 25. When I was 25, I met her in Walmart. She was reaching for the spicy Doritos. Couldn't get to them. They were on the third shelf. I walked over to her. I was like, need a hand with those? She was like, you are so sweet.
You're like Andre the Giant.
Literally, third shelf. Literally just walked up, reached my hand out. Yeah.
Now, I have a question. What do they prefer to be called? Is it little people?
That I think.
Or is that like a POC thing?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know because I think it is. I think they might have voted on this.
They voted
they
little people.
Little people census. And they were like.
That's another odd one because like they're people like anybody else.
Right. And I think they should be allowed to vote with the rest of us. But I don't know. Here's the thing.
One day.
But I think that... the fuck was I saying? No, I think that that's what really was going on with the whole... They decided that... I don't know. Be honest, because I've talked to a couple of them, and they're like, I don't give a shit if you say midget or not. Like, I don't...
You know what? That's
really,
most people.
Yeah, they're like,
when
I don't
you actually
really,
get down to any different group, they're like, I don't... Call me whatever.
Yeah,
I don't.
I mean, just don't be fucking rude. But it's like, if you said midget, I'm not going to, like, jump down your throat.
Yeah,
because, honestly, I feel like midget... I feel like little person is way more offensive than midget.
That's what I was
asking.
Because
you're a grown ass fucking man. You're 35 years old. And I'm like, look at this little guy.
That's my
what?
Now, I do have a real question. Because we were saying, you know, like black don't crack, right? Asian don't raisin. I've heard. What? I feel like midgets kind of
midgets
all,
don't gidget.
They don't gidget.
Yeah.
They're all the same. You can't tell an age difference. That's an upside. Midgets don't gidget. I don't know what gidget means, but I agree. They don't.
Midgets don't fidget. It works.
The last munchkin from Wizard of Oz died.
Now I don't
like
the term munchkin.
Ago.
Munchkin.
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, he just died.
He was an actual Yellow Brick Road
munchkin.
He was
like 100 years old.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't know they lived that long.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I got to understand. I wonder, like, I feel like for midgets, I wonder if their life insurance policies are less than normal people because the coffin don't got to be as big.
I consider them normal people.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, they just get an extravagant wedding with the same
money. They get a deal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because your life insurance policy is 100K, but your coffin is only like $600.
Well, they definitely do wear children's clothes. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So they probably use a children's casket. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that family's eating good.
At some point, we got to get a midget on here as a guest.
I would love to have a few in here.
A few? We could fit a few?
And we could have a real fun game with that. We have a hell of a game.
Just under the table. Oh, my
this
Lord.
This episode is so fun.
What was the question? I
don't know how we got on midgets.
I don't either. Was it, why don't white people use lotion? No, there had to
be
a different one.
We could not have transitioned from lotion to midgets.
This comes from Adam in the East Bay of San Francisco. I guess the Bay Area, Northern California. Why do white people smell bad when we are wet? He asks.
Baby, if that ain't the million-dollar question we've been trying to figure out since we got to this country. I don't know if y'all know this. Some white, because clearly, I'm assuming Adam's a white dude.
Adam's a white dude.
Yeah, I'm assuming, because that's one of our, like, trade secrets. Only certain white people
I don't think
know
all
that.
White people know that.
They don't. And black people talk about this all the time. Even my mom said, when I freaked out with my girl.
They teach this when you're a kid?
Oh, my. They don't teach it to you. You just hear it.
First time you go to a white kid's house,
no,
it's just gonna smell.
No, you just hear it growing up. You know what I mean? Like, it'll start raining. And then yes, yeah, it's when it rains. That's the
I
saying.
I thought it was like jumping out of a pool or
no,
something.
No, we're talking about normally when it rains. No, so not if you're submerged, but like if you're just get wet.
Yeah, okay.
That's when the smell comes, when you dry. It's like, and I remember even my mom said it before she knew my girl. She's like, you got a white girl? She said, what you going to do about the house after it rains?
When it rains?
I was like, you know what I mean?
Because an umbrella.
It's a known thing. Like my grandma used to say, she's like, well, you know they smell like golden retrievers when it start raining. White people have this smell.
I was
going to
ask, what is the smell?
It's like a dog smell. Like
that's
a dog.
So racist.
But it's only, oh, it's 100% racist. Yeah. It's probably
you
one of the most.
You smell like dogs.
You smell like wet dog. And yeah, well, it's like, and so sometimes black people get that smell if they've been outside for a run. They're like, oh, that smell like white folks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's racist.
If you
shit.
Hang around too many white people, you smell
yeah.
like it?
Well, I remember everybody was like, so what's your house smell like? You just Febreze all the time? I was like, they were like, because you know how they get. You know how they get.
I think I have the answer.
What, well, you Why? Have a lot of pets.
No.
It's dander.
It's, we're not, I blame our towels. So it's not, it's.
Are y'all not doing regular laundry?
Not as often as we should.
Lord.
I didn't wash my towels for years because the law.
Wait a minute, no. We're not running past that. Hold on.
No, because I'm going to explain.
You wash your towels for years?
Not a long time because not as often as you. Because here's the deal. The logic is you take a shower, right? You clean. Your towel's clean. You wipe yourself off with your towel. It's clean on clean. It's still clean. At the end of it, it's still clean. There's no, at no point does it get dirty. And so then
you don't
wait
know how, like,
a month or
works.
Two in, like the mildew.
A month or two?
Mildew builds. And then I think what you're smelling is mildew from.
Mildew sets in after a week?
No.
When you leave a damp towel up in that bathroom and it's moist and foggy, and then it dries. Then the next day, somebody else takes a shower. It gets moist and dry. Mildew takes no. You, first of all.
No.
It does. It does. Turner, have you ever been doing laundry and left some clothes in the washer overnight and forget to put them in the dryer? By the next morning, they smell like mildew.
Yeah, but those are like soaking wet.
What do you think mist is? It's misty in the bathroom.
Well, I'm giving the explanation. I've changed my ways now.
God.
Turner, how long now do you both wash your towels? Like when
once
you,
a week.
Okay, so you have a new towel every week?
Yeah.
Once a week.
Okay.
I'm on it once a week.
Thank you.
But my wife's Chinese. She kind of whipped me into shape with that.
Well, no, that's what I mean, because they don't fuck around either.
And we didn't meet till I was 34.
So she had to break a lot of
bad
habits.
34 years.
Turner.
So you're drying off with stinky towels.
With, it has your skin cells. It has the scales that you, the cells that didn't get off in the, when the scrub.
Yeah.
Those are getting
So you're
on
coming
there.
In out of the rain. And you're just putting like a mildewy towel
right back on you.
That's yeah.
And then y'all think spraying Axe on it changes things, but you can't put funk on sweet and think it's gonna change up. Now you just got a sweet funk. You know what I mean? It's but you know
who said that? George Clinton?
No, Phil Duckett. But I like where his head's at. But Turner, the thing is, I don't know if you realize how blessed you are. Between
thank you
growing up with a communal toothbrush and once. Once every 2 years changing towels.
The I've gotten a lot of hate mail about that.
The fact that you haven't deteriorated in real time is just mind-blowing.
Still doing all right.
You should have been dead years
I
ago.
I have a second reason.
Okay.
Why we smell, like you said, like wet dogs.
Air buds.
Okay, white people swim more often. Hold on. Let me finish.
In lakes?
In dirty bodies of water. Because a lot of growing up white is a series of challenges and dares from friends. Right. And so it's like, hey, when you're six, it's like, hey, you want to be friends with somebody? Well, they're like, I dare you to swim across that sewage dump. And you go, yeah, I'll do it. And then you do it. And then at the end, you have a new friend. But if you don't do it, you're the nerd. And you're out. You know, and then when you get to college, it's the exact same thing, but it's because you're drunk and you want to get in the fraternity or whatever you want to.
So that's when y'all be like fucking goats and shit.
Yeah, because a lot of our time is spent. Yeah. So then you smell like the sewers.
So the sewer that you swim in at six, you still smell like when you're in your 20s.
No,
so
no, I'm you saying you continually.
You're constantly swimming in sewage.
Constantly swimming in sewage.
To prove your worth to people.
Yeah, so at six, it's because you want a new friend. But when you're in high school, it's because you're drunk. And then when you're in college, you want to be in the fraternity. And then, I don't know, I never worked on Wall Street. I assume they continue the dares.
Yeah.
So that there's it's a two-pronged. It's the towel and it's the sewage
swimming.
I'm going to
be honest with you. I feel like your second reason is complete horseshit. But the towel part definitely seems like it has some legs on. Like
from Ben in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Ben says, hi, Turner and Phil. I'm 25 years old and white. For the past 3 months, I've been dating a black girl. Oh
good for you. What?
Good for
you. Out in Bay Ridge, that's frowned upon.
She's great, he says. I think I'm in love with her. How much longer do I have to wait before I can touch her hair?
Ben, break up with her, or I'm going to call her and tell her to break up with you.
I love the left turn.
Right, Ben, you're a fucking sicko.
We're in love. She's great.
You're in love with her hair, aren't you? Listen. What is it with white people's fascination with black hair? It's like, I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, like, I've never wanted to. I've seen white people hair. I know it's different than mine. I've never been like, can I run my fingers through
it? You want to give it a touch?
I don't. Y'all carry
give
lice.
Give it a touch.
White people, you know black people can't get lice?
That's not true.
It's very true.
Why not?
Because they have a hard time. Our hair, the texture, they cannot catch a grip to.
That's not true.
It is true.
Oh, wait, I'm going to save that for fact.
Wait. Save that for white lies.
Yeah, black people can't get
lice. Black people can't
or
get
either
lice.
That or it's harder for us to get lice.
This is the...
White, think about when every time there was a lice outbreak in schools, it was always little Sarah and her Becky friends, and they all had to get the lice shampoo in the comb.
It was always like little Timmy with the Kool-Aid mustache.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Little, like dirty knees.
Exactly.
Blonde-haired kid.
Dirty L.A. gears.
Yeah.
Mama came to pick him up in a Honda minivan. You knew exactly.
L.A. lights.
Yeah.
Those?
Yeah. L.A. gears.
Yeah.
And they like lit up by the police in the back. Yeah.
All right, what was the question? Oh, yeah, why do we want to touch black people's hair?
What is it? Because, I mean, we're not petting animals. We're not, you don't pet people. Like,
sure. What if you do the Louis C.K. where it's okay if you ask first?
It's not, first of all, it's because it's not fucking okay. I'm not some fucking museum exhibit. No, don't touch my, and the fact that you want to touch it so bad, because guess what?
Let me touch it. I think it's mostly women, right? Mostly women, mostly white women want to touch black women hair.
My mom told me that happened to her, that she had a roommate back in the 80s, and she had asked about it, and mom was like, no. And she said, she was like, one night.
But the roommate said, can I touch your hair?
She was like, oh my God, I just love your hair. Can I touch it? Mom was like,
that's
no,
how they
no
do
thing.
It.
And she was like, I'll never forget it. She was like, she was a really sweet girl. She said, one night I was asleep. She said, and I felt something in my hair. And she said, I almost like got up.
Wasn't lice, was it?
It wasn't. No, because we don't get it. But she was like, this white girl took her brush and was brushing my hair while she was thought I was asleep. I said, and what did you do? She said, I stayed in fake sleep.
No.
Yeah. She said, and the next morning I said, what were you doing last night? And she's like, what are you talking about? She was like, you were brushing my hair. She was like, she was so embarrassed. She's like, I'm so sorry, Tita. She was like, I just wanted to see
like if it doll? Brushed the same.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a level of...
That person's a serial killer. That's a total serial killer move.
That's like Get Out.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I think her name was Nancy Pelosi.
I've never wanted... Do you remember Nancy Pelosi in the dashiki?
Yeah. Buddy. Oh my.
That was my favorite.
COVID was one of the weirdest times when all of the fucking House of Congress came in to the Capitol wearing dashikis.
That's amazing.
This right here is not what Malcolm had in mind. This right here is making my stomach turn.
That was how I knew we healed the racial divide.
We did not. We did. Matter of fact, during COVID, it was so weird because I saw so many videos. There was this group of white people who were washing all the black people in the town's feet and apologizing. And I literally could not stop laughing. I said, white people, this is not... We just wanted the reparations. It was like, just send the checks. We don't need all this extra shit.
It was Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi doing like a dance.
It was so cringy, dog. I remember watching this and I was like... I was smoking. I was like, I can't even watch this shit no more. It was fucked up.
Meanwhile, they're still investing and like making billions on investments. They're like, maybe this dance will fix it.
Remember when they painted all the streets with Black Lives Matter?
Sure. Did that work?
Buddy, they repainted over those 6 months later. All them streets is all black. They took all that paint off. Fucking crazy.
I think with the hair.
How long would you wait? How long would you wait to touch your wife's hair?
Chinese hair? I don't think it's the same divide we have. I don't. You touch your... It wasn't like a thing. It wasn't like, can I touch? I will say Chinese people want to touch white hair. I have found that.
It's the same hair.
No, it's...
It's just black.
They think white person hair is slightly softer, and theirs is soft, slightly more coarse.
They hate themselves.
And so they go, can I touch your... Okay. Fuck, my Chinese is terrible. You did tofa, okay, Jemma. But... That wasn't even right. Don't even translate that. I think you just sneak it if you want to touch your girl's hair. Or you...
Don't sneak. First of all, stop listening to Turner.
You pretend like you're tripping. You're walking. You do, and then...
No. She's going to leave you.
Fall into her. And then you... You know...
She's going to leave you. If you just have to see the texture, don't do a fucking weirdo serial killer between the fingers. Just when you guys are watching a movie, put your arm around her. And then just be like, hey, babe, like you do, like, you know, like do her baby hairs or something.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, like, don't you naturally touch the hair? Your girlfriend's hair?
But if you make it a thing, like, can I just please?
Do you know what I think's weirder? What I think's weirder?
I've been really good.
Been really good.
See? What's weirder is they've been together 3 months and he hasn't touched the hair. How do you have a relationship with someone for 3 months?
How do you hit it from the back and not grab her hair?
And you don't touch at no point. You're like,
well, you know, that's true, because if she got a sewing, you actually hands off. You can't grab her. Like, you know, when you have sex with a white woman, you're doing it doggy, you go, they don't mind you wrapping their hair up like a horse's mane. And they like that. But with a sister, if she got a sewing or something, she's like, uh-uh, don't touch my
then
motherfucking
hair.
Then
it flies off.
Okay, if there's a sewing, it's not going to...
I don't know what a sewing is.
We got to get you around more black people. Then it just flies off. But yes, that can happen as well. Or have you ever just taken a girl's wig off mid-sex and put it on?
No.
That's a wild time.
I don't think I've...
Yeah, I've done that.
You put it on yourself, yeah, like a magic trick? Yeah.
Like
a fun house?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Like Gallagher over here. It's a real prop comic.
Hey, man, I don't mind it. It's a good time. We switcheroo.
Next question. This is from Nancy. She says, good afternoon. I'm a 57-year-old white woman from Waterford, Michigan. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
I have a bad hip. I wanted to ask if it's too late to make my Facebook profile pic a black square. Thanks and have a good weekend.
What does having a bad hip have to do with that?
I think she's trying to say that she can't, I don't know, maybe she can't march or something. Because the
black, I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know. She, I don't know. She
I have a bad hip.
She just wanted us to know she
I
has
have
a bad,
bad hip, but can I be a BLM ally?
I think that's it. With a she threw in the bad hip for some reason. I'm assuming that's why. I'm assuming it's...
Unless you want me to know that a brother broke that hip. Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
There could be any reason. But anyway, she has a bad hip. People, old people say stuff.
I have a bad hip. Can I be your friend?
Is it too late to do the black square on Facebook?
I mean, I guess it's never too late. But why would you do it now? You know what I mean? BLM was proven to be a scam. The guy's already gone getting indicted for stealing money. And he was like an albino black guy. So I'm like,
was he?
Yeah, he was albino. The leader of the BLM who got charged for stealing money is like albino as fuck. And I'm like, y'all should have known something was up with that to begin with. You need a little darker tone to be that big of an ally. I had some questions.
He bought like a bunch of mansions, right?
Yeah, he bought a bunch of shit. And I'm like, that's
where did the money? And I believe it's hard to know what you watched, if it was like, is this real or is this propaganda?
Right, right.
But what I saw was they said to him, well, you said you were going to be donating this money to black people,
he's
right?
Like, I am.
And his answer was, I am black people, so I donated to myself.
And we were all like, we need to see some paperwork.
I mean, even if he is, that's the craziest
thing.
It
is crazy. Even if you
time.
Are black, he's like, so you don't want to spread the wealth amongst the blacks?
Just so you should have told people you're giving, the money's going to me.
Yeah. For real. But
maybe
not.
She doesn't. Maybe that news didn't make itself to Waterford, Michigan.
Well, yeah, she might be in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the UP, and that's man, they don't have too many brothers up there, no way. So she's fine.
All right, so she can do it.
Yeah, why not?
I don't see
empty gesture. We'll take it.
Empty gesture. We'll take she has a bad hip.
Yeah.
What else?
Bad hips kept my fingers from working. Yeah, Nancy, we get it.
She subscribed to our show, so maybe that's all
well,
she
no,
has to
then
do.
You're an ally.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Luke in Queens. I'm a white guy who started dating a black woman. She has invited me to a barbecue party with her Jamaican family in Brownsville, Brooklyn this weekend.
Sheesh.
We should let the audience know Brownsville.
Brownsville. It is still 1983 in Brownsville. Do not go there. The gentrification has never touched it. It is the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good description.
Yeah.
What do I need to do to prepare for this event?
Probably check yourself into the ER.
In advance?
I would just go ahead and call out on
can
this
you
for my boy.
Like you book a hotel room, can you go on like whatever TripAdvisor or not and pre-book an ER visit?
No, I would just jump in front of an Uber. Like somebody can hit you. I just need a little touch, a little bump.
You just get out of it.
Yeah, and
entirely?
I'm telling you, I'm at the hospital, babe. I was hit by a fucking car. Are you crazy?
How
long have you been dating her? That's what I want to know. You know what I mean? Because is she the one? Is it because if it's just a fling, it ain't worth that.
Don't go to
Brownsville. Don't even go, man. Because I'm black as hell. And some of my closest friends are from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All right. And when I moved here 9 years ago, I'll never forget it. He was like, a couple things. He was like, about the subway. He was like, and never go to East New York. He said, ever. He said, unless I'm with you or somebody. He said, but I don't go there. So you'll never go. He said, I don't care if she bad as fuck, want to suck everything off of you. He said, do not go. He was like, because I'm telling you. He said, it's different over there. And that was a real New Yorker telling me that. And I've gone to East New York maybe one time, and I was with somebody from there. And he was like, we good, but, you know, be aware of your surroundings. When people have to tell you that when you get to their house, be aware of your surroundings. It's an uneasy feeling. So why am I here? I don't like being in places where I can't relax. You know what I mean?
That's amazing. Yeah. I've been to Brownsville once. No, I think twice.
You got more street cred than me.
I went because when I first moved here.
You repoed somebody's house?
I had no health care. So I just come back to the U.S. I had like no credit, no anything, no health care. So I signed up for Obamacare. And at that time, you had to go in person. You couldn't do it online.
Oh.
So I had my agent or whatever the state assigns you to was in Brownsville. So I had to go to her office in Brownsville. It was terrifying.
No, it's
and I went at like 11 a.m.
That's what I'm saying, with the sun's out.
And the third time I went, she was like, I went three times. Because I remember the third time, she's like, never come back here. We can do it all online.
Because you looked like free lunch.
Yeah, it was free lunch.
You look like free.
I looked like a salami sandwich.
Yeah, barbecue chicken. They were like, yeah.
Barbecue chicken. She's like, you shouldn't be walking around this neighborhood.
You were over waving at random people. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey.
Beautiful day.
I was doing the Australian guy. Hi, mate. What are you doing?
I remember just getting off the subway at the Brownsville stop and being like,
you know, Mike Tyson's from Brownsville.
Is he?
That's where he's from. Yeah, it's still the exact same, untouched.
It's rough.
It is terrifying.
Okay, so don't go.
Don't go.
That's a good answer. All right, that's the show, everybody.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, it's 2025. It's 2025. Welcome to the new year, baby.
Welcome to the new year. Have a happy new year, everybody. There are no white lies and dark truths this week. Joe Russell's on vacation. Plus, I don't need people telling me I'm wrong every single week.
That's true. We can take a break from coming down on Turner so hard.
We can take a break. Exactly. Oh, now, wow. For Patreon subscribers, stick around. Phil, I want to ask you, I went with you. Well, we were both at the New York Comedy Club holiday party a few days ago.
Annual holiday party.
And you hosted it. It's a room full of 300 New York City comedians. You hosted the event. And
the hardest room you will ever do.
And you killed it. And comedians. You roasted the owner of the New York Comedy Club to his face. This is one of the most important people in the scene of comedy in New York City. You roasted him to his face. I want to get that entire story from you beat by beat, but I want to do it for the Patreon subscribers, for the tugboats only. So Patreon subscribers, stick around. Everybody else, have a happy new year. Stay black.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice and give it black and white advice. Black and white advice.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.